Well, I'm just leaving Turf Moor now after Newcastle United's 4-1 win over Burnley. It was a brilliant day in the end, result-wise, performance-wise, but there was a shaky start to this game. As we all know now, Newcastle are on the brink of qualifying for Europe, at least the Europa Conference League, you'd think. Potentially the Europa League. It's up for grabs in the last few games, and Newcastle fans will be delighted with where their team are. So, yeah, I mean, we'll quickly look back on the goals today. This is Lee Ryder speaking from Chronicle Live. As we walk around Turf Moor, it stopped raining. The birds are singing. It's a nice spring night here now. But for Newcastle, they could be heading for the brighter lights of Europe next season. And that's got to be a plus, given where Newcastle were at one stage in this very campaign. So after Newcastle had got over that shaky start with, Burnley inevitably having to go for it, they had no choice. Newcastle sort of just got a grip of the game, really. The first goal coming from Wilson, who applied the finish after Isak's effort had been saved. Had been a good ball in from Murphy, who'd been released by a very good pass from Sean Longstaff, who I thought had a good game. That was 1-0. It was Longstaff who got the second goal to put Newcastle in full control at 2-0. And then the third goal came after Dan Burn sort of won it on the left-hand side. It fell for Gordon, who kind of teased the ball into the box, and then Bruno just whacked home number three. So Newcastle by that time knew they were pretty much on their way to 3 points, 3-0 up at half time. Second half, obviously the penalty incident, which Isak missed. We now know that Callum Wilson was the person who was supposed to take it, but he passed it up to Isak, perhaps because he's the man in form, perhaps for the fact he's going for the golden boot in the Premier League, but it was missed. Isak did make up for it by scoring goal number four to put Newcastle completely in the driving seat. It was then, a case of were they going to choke up a scoreline like Sheffield United? They weren't able to do that. In my opinion, they took the foot off the gas a little bit in the second half. They didn't need to overexert, and they didn't. So 4-0, and really, at that point, that would have been fine. Newcastle conceded a goal later on O'Shea's header, looping over both Dubravka and Dan Burn on the line. So yeah, 4-1, he would have taken that before the game. I think if we're all being totally honest, the league table doesn't lie. Newcastle are currently in 6th place. Where they'll stay until at least Monday night, and they've cemented the place in the top six. So yeah, it's where Newcastle have come from, that mid-season slump where it was pretty horrifying, really, that they were making fundamental mistakes, they were lacking confidence. It was injury after injury after injury, but they seem to have really recovered from that spell. And Eddie Howe now almost has the luxury of, you know, with three games left, being the team in form in the Premier League. You know, Brighton at home next week, win that, and a slip up by Chelsea or West Ham, and it's almost a done deal. Had a brief look at the mathematics of it. Newcastle aren't quite there yet. Chelsea seem to be the big threat, who could possibly catch them. Newcastle would have to completely implode now. I don't know about you, I just can't see them. I can't see them doing that. The way they're playing, the way the body language of the players is, they're supremely confident at the minute, bordering on almost a little bit of arrogance, I feel. But they'll not lose any sleep over that, because it's a damn sight better where they were over December. So going in that running, I think the only regret that people might have is that had it not been for that mid-season slump, you know, we could be talking about something much bigger. I mean, even Tottenham in the fifth place are coming back into the sights. But yeah, let's be realistic. If we're being humble about it, a place in Europe is nothing to be sniffed at. I think Eddie Howe would have certainly accepted that. And the club overall know that, you know, Champions League money is one thing, but if you can't get it, you take Europa League. Now a quick chat about man of the match, player ratings. I know everyone likes to have a little chat about that. For me, and people might disagree, but Jacob Murphy was the man for me, who just took the game to Burnley. I gave him 10 out of 10. It's the second time I've done that this season for Jacob Murphy. The other time was against Crystal Palace, where he had a hand in all four goals that day. He had a hand in three of the goals today. And if you remember, he was in the form of his life in autumn and then suddenly got hit with a shoulder injury, which, you know, sidelined him. And yeah, it's been a long, sore way back, but he's reliable. That's how Eddie Howe described him in his press conference after the game. Now, it doesn't mean to say there weren't other candidates, because Tino Livramento was unbelievable. Callum Wilson was excellent. And Anthony Gordon, again, electrifying pace. You could probably throw in a couple of others, I'm sure. I'm sure no one will mind, but at the end of the day, what you've got to remember is that when you have this debate over who's man of the match, when you're having all these candidates to be the star man, it just means that Newcastle are in a good place. It's a far cry from the Mike Ashley era, where people are complaining that the ratings are too high, or somebody's, you know, been the unsung hero and hasn't had the plaudits in a team that's struggling. Here we have a team that is sparkling with form. They're not going to win anything this season, but to get into Europe and be playing the way they are, then I think they'll be unhappy that the season's coming to an end in some ways. But there you have it. Newcastle have won 4-1 here at Turf Moor, and we now start looking towards that Brighton game next weekend. Huge game in prospect. We'll know a lot more about Chelsea and West Ham by that time, we'll know a lot more about what Newcastle have to do. So thank you very much for listening. I'll be back with a more in-depth one of these very soon, and enjoy match of the day tonight.